Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, November 22nd, 2019. According to current estimates, more than 1,100 supporters of Salafist Islamism are currently known in Berlin. Michael Fischer, head of the Berlin Office for the Protection of the Constitution, stated to the DPA, quote, "We now have a potential of about 1,120 Salafists, and we are not quite sure whether we are seeing a rise in numbers or whether we are recognizing more because we have intensified our measures." Per Morgenpost reporting, at the end of 2018, security authorities were aware of 1,020, and a few years ago, there were only several hundred. Fischer did not say how many of them were currently classified as violent, adding that the number, quote, "also includes people who are toying with the idea of supporting violence or exercising it themselves, but that's difficult to quantify. The transition is fluid." The conversation with the DPA, or the German press agency, was held a few days before the arrest of a Syrian terrorist suspect on Tuesday in Schöneberg. Fischer emphasized that the danger posed by the supporters of the terrorist organization was still relevant, stating, quote, "Even after its defeat, the IS must make it clear to the outside world that it still exists and that it's still claiming leadership. There are still calls for attacks in Europe and in the rest of the world, and are therefore indications from time to time that people have the idea of carrying out an attack." On Wednesday afternoon, the Berlin Parliamentary Committee for the Protection of the Constitution wanted to deal with, among other things, the danger posed by Islamist IS returnees from war zones in Syria. Last year, the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVLG, and the S-Bahn spent more than 22 million euros on cleaning their stations, per an answer published on Wednesday by the Senate Traffic Administration to an inquiry by SPD Member of Parliament Tino Schopf. The removal of graffiti at the stations alone cost about 2 million euros. Last year, BVLG spent 490,000 euros on removing graffiti in its underground stations, and in the first 9 months of this year, costs of 323,000 euros were already incurred. In addition, 7.4 million euros were spent by the state's transport companies on waste disposal at the stations and cleaning the tracks. The stations are cleaned every 2 to 5 days, depending on passenger frequencies and susceptibility to pollution. The cost trend is rising, according to the answer given by State Secretary for Transport, Ingmar Striese. The Deutsche Bahn promises, quote, "at least one daily cleaning for so-called mixed stations where both the S-Bahn and long-distance and regional trains stop. The services are mainly provided by the railway's own employees." The total costs for cleaning stations and track systems, including winter services, amounted to 13 million euros per year. The Deutsche Bahn spent more than 1.3 million euros on graffiti removal, including 200,000 euros for so-called prevention measures. These include, for example, sealing the sidewalls with a so-called graffiti blocker. The coating makes it easier to remove the graffiti from surfaces, and water is sufficient for removal to avoid the use of environmentally hazardous chemicals. According to authorities, areas at 23 S-Bahn stations are to be sealed with graffiti blocker from Potsdam-based Dafasan by the end of the year. Berlin is particularly vibrant, Munich is best placed, while Wolfsburg and Ingolstadt are feeling the effects of the crisis in the German automotive industry. These are the results of this year's city ranking of the Institut der Deutschen Wirtschaft in cooperation with Wirtschaftswoche and the internet portal Immobilien Scout 24. The Middle Franconian metropolitan region of Nuremberg, Erlangen and Fürth has worked its way up, and Leipzig and Jena are also developing pleasingly in contrast to the automotive locations, as explained by Thomas Schroeder, managing director of Immobilien Scout 24. Years after the fall of the Berlin Wall, Berlin took first place in terms of movement dynamics. According to the study, which compares the development of 71 independent German cities with more than 100,000 inhabitants, the pace has risen significantly, especially in the labor and real estate markets. Between 2012 and 2017, around 250,000 more people moved to Berlin than left the capital. Munich ranked second, followed by Fürth, Ingolstadt and Wolfsburg, still among the top 10 last year, crashed to 39th and 49th, respectively. The two automobile cities also lost ground in the current situation, albeit not so dramatically. Ingolstadt ranked 4th, the previous year they were 2nd, and Wolfsburg 7th, previously 5th. One major reason for this was that the tax revenue of the two municipalities had deteriorated significantly compared with 2012, the year of the boom in the automotive industry. Munich continues to play in the top league. In the current situation, the Bavarian state capital landed on the winner's podium for the 7th time in a row. The unique combination of high-performance science and a competitive economy, according to Hanno Kemperman of IW Consult, quote, works like turbo for the greater Munich area. Among the top 10 are the banking metropolis of Frankfurt, as well as Hamburg, Regensburg, and Würzburg, and Ulm. At the bottom end of the table are Bremerhaven at 69th place and the Ruhr cities of Herne at 70th place and Gelsenkirchen at 71st place. The Canadian circus Cirque du Soleil was inspired by the Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg for its planned show in Berlin. The show, Nysa, tells the story of a fearless young woman who steps out of the comfort zone of her own life to broaden her horizon for a better future. Greta Thunberg herself had initiated the now global climate protection movement Fridays for Future with her protest in front of the Parliament building in Stockholm. The show will be the first permanent production of Cirque du Soleil to be shown only in Berlin. The premiere is scheduled for October 28th of 2020, and around 400,000 visitors per year are expected to attend daily shows at the theater am Potsdamer Platz. At the same time, Cirque du Soleil will continue to tour Germany with other productions. Since 1995, 14 shows have been staging guest performances in 16 German cities. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.